B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, and it's brought to you by Big Y. Yes, join Big Y in the fight against breast cancer by participating in their Partners of Hope program this October. Visit BigY.com to donate to this great cause. It's more than food. It's my Big Y. LBF, what's cool?
As much as it pains people to do so, you should pick up your phone, especially this guy.
Okay.
Okay?
Answer the phone.
Answer.
Answer. Okay, Brian Bell, what's cool?
All right. We watched the new Adam Sandler movie. Is there a possibility of the existence of an Adam Sandlerverse?
Adam Sandlerverse.
I'll tell you what that means.
Of course you do.
Like a universe.
Yes,
Sandlerverse.
Okie dokie. And you ever heard the old, it's more of a phrase, whatever, but that couples that live together for a long time begin to look alike.
Really?
You've heard that before?
Yep.
Is it true? Survey says.
Okay.
I'll tell you coming up. I'll scare you coming up.
Okay. All right, so this Stanford professor, Paul Milgram, was sleeping the other night, but his colleague needed to get in touch. But he wouldn't answer his phone because it was the middle of the night, although I would answer my phone in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. So the coworker and the coworker's wife, and they're probably in their 70s, got up, got dressed, and drove to his house to give the message, and it was all caught on the Nest camera, and this is what they had to say.
Oh, okay.
Paul? Uh-huh. It's Bob Wilson.
Yeah.
You've won the Nobel Prize. And so they're trying to reach you, but they cannot. They don't seem to have a number for you.
Yeah, I have. Wow.
Yeah. How'd Bob Wilson know?
Bob Wilson was his coworker, and he also won the Nobel Prize.
Oh.
So he was
he answers his phone.
Yes, he answers his phone.
Hell, Bob.
But the whole thing is caught. We'll put it up on WROR because it's like, it's really funny to see them like knocking on the door.
Do you know what they
want? And the wife
for?
Actually said, you should really answer your phone.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they won for.
Yeah.
Something I completely don't understand.
Yeah.
It's about auction formats and auction theories. It's about bidding and whatnot.
Really?
Yeah.
Smart guys.
Yep, not smart enough to answer his phone.
Well, whatever good comes from a 3 o'clock phone call.
Right.
Not
this is,
much.
This is
all
one
right.
of the times.
Okay, Brian Bell.
All right, last week, and we watched it, my family watched the new Adam Sandler Hubie Halloween, and there were some fun Easter eggs in the movie because his love interest in the movie was Julie Bowen.
Yes.
Just like in Happy Gilmore. She also had a double V name, which was Violet Valentine.
Oh.
He's a big fan of doing that.
Really?
There was an O'Doyle Rules in there. And
Julia Gulia?
No.
Remember her?
Yeah.
But Ben Stiller was in it as the orderly from Happy Gilmore, Hal L. So this got people on Twitter saying, wow, is there a Sandlerverse? So Adam Sandler was asked, hey, is there a, you know, Sandlerverse where all of these characters, like Marvel, they all exist in this world.
Just the movie
together,
characters.
Those
though.
Movie characters.
Yeah.
And Adam Sandler said, it just happens that we run out of stuff to talk about, so we bring back the old stuff. But
they should do it.
But you know what?
But
they do have those things. Stephen King has a Stephen King universe where his characters meet.
That's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like so
that.
He did say if there was any chance of a, you know, Avengers style Sandlerverse movie, he said, I got to get mentally prepared for that. That'll happen another 35 years.
No, too bad.
Who knows? He might be working on it.
My favorite is not a movie character, but Opera Man. I mean,
Opera Man.
There should just be a Saturday Night Live, an SNL verse with all those characters.
So funny. Okay, you know what? The characters are gone at Saturday Night Live, just to make a observation, but they don't have any memorable characters now.
No, they don't.
No, they need Adam Sandler back. Okay, do couples start to look like each other the longer they're together? That's a theory that a study found from 1987. Couples started to look similar because they mostly ate the same diet, kept the same lifestyle, spent the same time outdoors, and laughed the same amount, right?
Yeah.
Well, a new Stanford University found out that's not true.
It's not true?
Not true. Researchers ran a larger study, couldn't find any evidence that couples start to look alike over time. But they do find couples do look alike from the beginning.
Yeah.
The beginning?
Oh. Yeah. You start, then you start, you know, just whatever, aging your own way. Oh. But they people like to find someone who looks like them.
Dave and I are aging the same way.
Well, you have more hair.
Yeah.
Should we leave it at that?
Yes, let's.
Okay. You ever been chased by a cougar, Brian?
Possibly.
I'll tell you why next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.